thousands of miles of landmass, then additional thousands of miles of great oceans.
About 28 miles offshore, it was choppy and a little rough, so we decided to stop and fish at that point.
The French Riviera.
It's yachts, casinos, and fancy villas. Fun in the sun on the French Riviera.
And then maybe, well, who knows, maybe up to the North Pole and then around the world. Yes, broadcasting around the world. It's the Andy and Amanda Show.
It's at the root of many affairs. It is the catalyst for vicious arguments and bitterness. The long-term future of small children can be decided by it. And couples routinely end up in therapy, or more often, the divorce courts, because of it.
And we welcome you to another adventure on the Andy and Amanda Show.
La 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 la
la la la
la la la la
la la la
la la la
la la la.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What's up? How you doing, Andy and Amanda?
How you guys doing?
I'm doing awesome, man. I'm doing awesome.
Good. Good. That's what I like to hear. Well, there's
yes.
stuff going on in the world right now.
Yes, a lot of it.
Tell me about it. A lot of. Hey, and who saw Biden's address or address last night? Say the union address. The union address last night?
Yeah, it was awesome, man.
Can I ask you boys a question?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Am I breaking up this end?
No, I'm breaking up.
No.
Okay.
It's me.
Okay.
I'm going to fix it, but I'm going to play Biden's conference from last night. Here we go. But I'll put tables here, and then they'll...
Okay, so we're...
Who am I? Why am I here?
Hello, what's up? Amanda, how you been doing?
I'm doing good, darling. How about you?
I'm doing awesome, man. It's great to be back on the show, guys.
Oh, you know, yeah. Okay? Yeah, we missed you on the last one.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sorry that I missed it so bad. I was kind of tired, and I haven't had, what do you call it, insomnia? What's the name of it when you don't sleep?
Yes, insomnia, sweetie. Yeah, when you weren't
getting
enough
sleep. Insomnia. Definitely, man. So I was basically trying to get some rest, and guess what? I still ain't getting no sleep, sis.
Oh, that's no good.
No, it's not no good. No, what happened to Andy, man? You know what? It's not the Andy and Amanda Show no more. It's the Cornell and Amanda Show.
Hello, do you hear this? Okay.
Oh, Chuck, he's back.
Hello.
He's back.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What was you saying, Amanda?
I know. I was about to ask you that your mind doesn't shut off, right? That's why you can't sleep.
Well, actually, yeah, my mind doesn't shut off, so I was like, dude, I was tired, man. But I'm always thinking.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got yourself into such a routine of doing it that you can't actually shut off.
No, man, I tried everything, sis, you know, but you know what? I ran out of melatonin, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Bless you.
You know, so.
Yeah, you need to catch up. Yeah.
I definitely do. Oh, my gosh. What's so funny?
All is sounding good. All is sounding good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, Chuck. TikTok. Time to go. Would you rather have a man? You answer that, Amanda.
pass the tuck.
hey, Cornell.
Yes.
Caller already. I can't believe it. Got a caller.
Who is it?
We'll find out.
Really?
Here we go. Got a question. Got a caller with a question. Go ahead, caller. You're on the Andy and Amanda Show.
Actually, I'm talking to him right now.
Oh, boy. Who is it? I'm intrigued.
Yes, man. You should see him. He have an afro and sideburns. Look a little bit like that.
Awesome.
Oh.
And actually, he have a song out that what's the name of that song? Going up to the mountain.
Awesome.
Awesome. Going up to the mountain to talk to meet the bear.
Ooh. I think I know who you're talking about. I think I know.
Andy, do you know who we're talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, Stevie Wonder.
Definitely. Well, actually, Stevie Wonder needed to cut his hair off because his hairline is like way back to his ears, man. I'm like, dude, come on,
man. Oh, really?
Yeah, you have all that money. Huh?
You should get some of that, what do you call it, that Just for Men or what? You know, that stuff, you know, that, I don't know, what do you call it, the Rogaine, cocaine? I'm not cocaine.
Maybe he's doing it.
You know, it's Rogaine, right? It's that men's, hairy growth treatment.
Yeah. Well, I think I might need that my damn self.
You're not going to aim for the toupee.
Definitely. I always wanted to wear a toupee. I was thinking about getting a blonde toupee. So, you know. Dirty
no,
blonde.
Don't,
you know.
End up looking like a Boris Bedadoff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Who heard Biden's address last night? Anybody?
Well, I did. I was listening to it for like at least 20 minutes and everything. My thing was this, he really was not playing. He's a down-to-earth president.
Isn't he, though?
You know,
so down-to-earth.
You mean they gave out his home address on air?
No, not that down-to-earth. Not that down-to-earth.
Who got Biden's address last night? Yeah.
It was kind of funny because he was talking about, like, for all the people that got the yachts and the airplanes and all that stuff. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a Russian oligarch right about now because, we have a fleet of their yachts in Florida Russian, of luxury yachts and also maintain them in the Med, but they keep them over Florida. And, they are managed here by a management company, and they are all owned by these very, very well-to-do Russian oligarchs, and they are now no longer in their possession. The United States has gained possession of those yachts and has taken them out of the possession of these very well-to-do Russians. And along with their airplanes and assets, and Putin himself has millions of dollars in assets scattered around the world, of which we've taken possession of, along with all the oligarchs and the millions and millions of dollars that are kept in banks around the world, such as Credit Suisse and some here. And we have gone ahead and seized all of those assets that are in the Western world. And the Russian oligarchs and the rich people, which is very, very wealthy in Russia, no longer have access to their money or their assets or the physical belongings. They might have access to I think they can get their – I think they have access to their underwear.
Oh, man.
I would hope so. They need some sort of support, right?
How about the ones that don't wear underwear?
They're in trouble.
Oh, my gosh.
But they don't wear underwear. They must be feeling very freeing right now.
I don't like to wear underwears, but, you know, I like to feel free. Free spirit.
Free. Commando.
Yeah. Free at last.
You guys are not serious.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you a little. I don't care. I'm not shy on the show. But when I was in high school, you know, my girlfriend and I had a lot of sex, and almost every single day up in her room. And we always wondered about, you know, if her sister would knock on the door or she'd get called or whatever, and we'd be in her bed. But anyway, get dressed. Da, da, da. So it was quick. We found it to be quicker if I didn't wear any underwear. So you just get your pants on real quick. Boom, you know, forget no underwear, you know. So all through high school, I didn't wear any underwear.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Why?
You know what's
why?
That's quite impressive.
But it's so funny. But it's say, Andy, why did you not wear underwear? But yeah, I found it to be much quicker if you didn't, you know, if you're having sex, if you need to get dressed real quick, it just was, you know.
That's actually very true, and yeah, very logical.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And it's kind of so, you feel free, especially if you wear jogging pants, you'll be like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, it feels so free. So if you want to get a lap dance, you can feel it all when you go to the strip mm-hmm. club. Oh, I did not say that.
Oh, I remember one thing. I remember, you know, we had a housekeeper. We had several of them, actually. But growing up, we had a housekeeper, did all laundry and everything. We had a laundry chute. You throw your laundry down the chute, you know, your clothes, underwear, shirts, socks, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So one time, our housekeeper said to my mother, she said, you know what? I haven't seen any of Andy's underwear in a long time.
Andy, what's going on with that? Don't tell me she wanted...
Did your mother confront you about it?
Yeah, yes. She did.
Hopefully she didn't want to sniff them.
Yeah.
I said, I just found this pair I really like a lot. I've been wearing them a lot. No.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I forgot how I got out of that one, but she did mention it to me. Yeah.
Hey,
I can remind her of that.
Speaking of underwear, you remember Underoos?
No, wait a minute, that rings a bell.
There was different, like, character underwears, like Spider-Man, Darth Vader. It's like Underoos.
Mm.
It came back in, like, in the 70s and the 60s and all that stuff.
It rings a bell. Mm.
Mm.
Make you say,
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Arsenio.
I'm entertained by this conversation because, obviously, I know nothing about it.
Well,
I'm intrigued by that.
Well,
apparently not everyone was aware of the incessant march of progress.
Oh, yeah, this is true. I wasn't. So what kind of underwear was this?
Well, actually, it was like characters, you know, it's like, you know, underwear is like you get Spider-Man, you get Darth Vader underwear. It was specific underwear. It was like custom made.
Oh, okay. So they weren't like a specific design, just like characters and stuff on them.
Amanda.
Yes, sir.
Amanda. What's the deal with thong underwear for women?
Yes,
thong underwear for women.
It makes them jiggle.
No, really?
Well, you know, I've often wondered that question myself, Andy, because, you know, I just can't wear things like that. I just, it's
uncomfortable. I'm so glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that you don't wear. I don't, you know, I'm as liberal and, you know, contemporary feeling as next guy, whatever. But when it comes to stuff like that, sometimes I feel like I'm an old fogey. I mean, I just, you know, I just don't think that I asked a girl about this a while back. He was wearing thong underwear. And she says, so when you look at a girl in clothes or in pants, you don't see the lines of underwear.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's certain girls' clothing, women's clothing, that, you know, wearing normal underwear, it's going to be a little revealing, but, you know, there's a lot of women that get away with it, and they don't wear thongs, so I can understand it to a certain point. It depends how tight that you know, outfit is.
I like them.
Can you imagine if you got like tummy issues and, you know, you accidentally go the other way and it's like, well, crap, I haven't got extra lining between myself and the clothes I'm wearing.
Cornell, has anybody ever commented that they can see your underwear through the lines through your blue jeans or anything?
I hope not. Maybe I need to change. Well, they have these new male underwears that is like see-through underwears, just in case you want to get exotic with your mate. You know, it shows it's like see-through underwears, and they
like
can see.
Take a peek at the good stuff, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you think is it more? Let's just think of sexual attraction for a second. Let's just think of that just for a minute here. Because I know our listeners, they miss us talking about this stuff, I think.
Definitely.
So, all right, a minute. All right, so if you are, let's say you're, you know, getting physical with your partner or whatever, and the partner was or was not wearing underwear, which is more like, you know, of a turn on, which is more of a, you know, I don't know, whatever, you know what I'm saying, like, which is more enticing, you know, if you mess around with your partner and you notice that they weren't wearing underwear, or they were.
I think I'm lost on the question.
Well, to me, underwear, for some reason, I'm the type of guy that, my friends used to tell me, like, you know, when we go to strip clubs, when I used to back in the days go to strip clubs, and it'd be women walking around naked and all that. But it was something about when a woman wear, like, underwears or panty, it is a more turn on than just seeing a woman naked. That's my perspective.
Yes, I'm right. Thinking. It leads towards the imagination.
Our survey said. I think underwear would be more, whatever that word is I'm looking for. I don't know what that word is.
Sexy.
Obviously. Yeah, sexy. Thank you. Thank you. You know.
You snotty little bastard.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Like Victoria's Secret or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Good choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree with that, boys. Seriously.
Yeah, so underwear's the winner here, I think, right? We meet a consensus.
Yeah.
Better. It's sexier if your other partner that you're engaging whatever with it has underwear on.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
So. I think it can be quite a shock if suddenly you realize, oh, well, actually, you know, and it's like you get over the shock 2 seconds later and then the fun begins. But, no. No, seriously, though,
okay,
I do think, yeah.
Since y'all want to talk this underwear stuff, what's the best of a shaved or a bald?
Wait, now we're on about body parts, right? Not underwear?
Yeah.
So we're moving. Now we're getting underwear off. Now we're getting.
Okay.
Now we're beyond the underwear.
Yeah, we're getting underwear off.
Okay, so the underwear's off, and we're on body parts.
Yeah, body part. Shaved or hairy?
You know what? Everybody has their own preference for that, don't they? I've heard a majority of people preferring either one, which fascinates me.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think
you,
I prefer all natural, whatever natural is.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. Natural. Just whatever it is.
Yeah.
Leave it that way. Don't touch us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
that's me.
I think the I mean, this is a tough one, Andy, because. I agree to a certain extent about the natural part, because that's the way we're made, right? And back in the day, no one was really focused on all the shaving and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It was just like we learned to love each other in the way we were presented at that point. And nowadays, it's all about, okay, well, let's have a full trim, cut back inside. Funny shave.
I remember when I seen a woman walking on on a beach, and she having shaved around there, and it was like real hairy. Everything.
Oh, that's
showing.
That's a little ridiculous. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yes.
No, that's a little too much.
Yeah. Yes.
So you got to take care of that a little bit. You know, you got to be decently clean. You know what I mean? Just decent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Excuse me, you dropped your dental floss. I can understand
I think,
I mean, it's not very easy.
I remember, you know, my first experiences with girls who, you know, not quite shaved everything, but maybe a little something or whatever. And I thought my first reaction was, you know, that's weird. That's weird. You know,
All right. That's
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I never, it's amazing. These days, people get tatted down there.
I know. Oh, my
I'm
God.
Here.
I know.
Yeah.
And piercing.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
My.
See,
piercing's
the
gotta
of the
hurt.
Piercing.
That's gotta hurt.
Ooh.
That's gotta hurt.
Yeah.
That's gotta hurt. Why would you do that? Hey, what's the deal with the piercing of the tongue? Can anybody explain that to me?
Well, knowing several people who have their tongue pierced,
yeah.
Supposedly it's a really nice nice feeling and sensation. And someone told me, once told me that, I said, doesn't it feel weird when you kiss somebody and you've got a tongue piercing? And they said, well, actually, it actually adds to the playfulness of the kiss, because the other person's like, ooh, this feels cold against my tongue. And there's like where their tongue is interacting with that stud or whatever they've got in the person's tongue, the movement of it slightly causes an interesting feeling for the person who has it. So it's like, I couldn't get my head around it, because I wouldn't get my tongue pierced. It, to me, that just seems really off-putting and like uncomfortable. But and the whole thought of eating and you've got this like hole in your tongue with this stud in and all the food collecting around it and no, sorry. I don't like that.
That's a good one. Well, I have a pierced lip, so you know.
You do, but that's a bit more doable in my opinion. I mean, yeah. I can still look at your piercing and think to myself, because the mind is logical, right? It tries to work things out. So I would look at your lip piercing and think, does any food come through that hole or liquid when you eat a drink?
Y'all want to hear a funny story?
I do.
When I got pierced my tongue like 5-6 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And they put a loop in it, right? And guess what? I wanted to take it out, right? But guess what? Guess what? The place that appears to shut down.
I'm back. We got cut off.
Oh.
Really?
Really?
Did you know I was gone? Did you?
No.
You didn't know I was gone. You know those three tones I told you about sometimes when you get cut off? Dee, dee, dee. And then suddenly I was off. And then I had to email myself an invitation. You know how we can email links to those? Oh, by the way, gosh darn. You are halfway into the show. Our number is 515-605-9888. We are a live internet talk show. You can also get hold of us by emailing andyandamandashow@gmail.com, which is what I did. I emailed myself a link to the show, which is how I'm on right now, because my host internet connection got cut off when we were talking about their
piercing.
Yeah, back to that. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's funny how we got cut off, you know. But what I missed, I was just getting into that.
Well, actually, I was telling, me and Amanda was explaining, I have a pierced tongue. I mean, not tongue, I mean paws. I mean, I mean a pierced lip.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. And the thing about it, I got this done years ago. So I wanted to take it out.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to take it out, and I went back to the tattoo place. And guess what, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
They shut down.
Oh no!
So it's told that either they could clip it off, or nobody don't have a tool. That's why I can never take it out. So I say I'm just pierced.
Oh, it looks good on you, though.
I still can't figure out why somebody pierces their tongue and other body parts. That I wonder why.
I was gonna do that. I definitely was gonna do that. I was like a radical back then. So basically, you know, I was going to get my parents' tongue because it actually is like, what's the name? DGAC or whatever. So, you know, is it like an aphrodisiac, right? So it's like when you doing foreplay or whatever you're doing, the ball that's in your tongue, please the person, whoever it is.
Yeah, see, that adds to the conversation you and I just had, because I don't know if Andy heard any of it. I was explaining to Cornell that from the people I knew that had tongue piercings, you know, I asked the question, oh, doesn't it feel weird when you kiss somebody? Because, you know, that's the obvious thing that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, actually, no, it kind of adds to the whole playfulness of the kissing, and the other person tends to think, oh, well, this actually feels different. And for the person that has the piercing, it kind of feels good because piercing kind of moves around a little in the tongue, adds to the whole playfulness. So yes, that, you know, for me that's a no, but
So I'm definitely.
Yeah, I've seen girls, you know, like to have pierced tongues, and I was like, what? I don't get it. What is that? It's not a body decoration because it's on your tongue, so it must be.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. What makes me cringe a little is the piercing through the nipple, because I feel horrified knowing I could catch that on something and it could be ripped tight, and that would be extremely painful. I'd be like, oh my God, no.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I'm going to make you want to have sex, so you should go for it.
Yes.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Cornell.
Yes.
I'm going to play something for you here. It's just for you.
Okay.
And you tell me if it's done yet. Here we go.
Nobody bakes a cake as tasty as a tasty cake.
Friday is done.
Hey, hey, Friday. Man, when was the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm picking them up tomorrow, and I'm checking them out.
I need you
to text me your address again, Andy, so I definitely have to take care of all that.
Okay.
I'm glad you remind me, man. I was like, huh? I was listening to the song. I was like, what is Andy talking about?
No.
That was another one of our...
This issue is under investigation.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. It's on its way, Andy. I can't wait because I want to grab some myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as you want some too, Amanda.
Ooh, wow. That's a wonderful offer. I wouldn't turn that down. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Since it's not that far, since you're not far now, so I can send you some too. You and, you know.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You know.
Tasty cakes. Ooh. After hearing so much about them, I will just be ecstatic. And if I do receive them, Cornell, it's going to be all over my Instagram and Facebook. Look at what I've got. I'll be giving a video of tasting them for the first time. I'll be like, oh, my goodness.
He knows exactly what he's doing. But I would add this. He knows what he is doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Oh, my gosh. He knows me. He knows me. He got me. You think I'm trying to get y'all to do a conspiracy. See, if I'm getting
constructive talks. With a number of Afghan groups.
Yeah. I'm on the microphone.
Hey, I've heard Netflix is Russia as well, actually. They've
Maybe that's a question you should ask China.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently so. They've paused all their future projects.
I guess I don't know what's going to happen after this, man. It's like, because they are powerhouse, too. So, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
And Joe Biden's weakness and incompetence is creating a very real risk of World War III. Look at what's going on. This would have never happened with us. It was never even a thought. Would have never happened.
Yeah, bullshit.
That's what he said. Is that new, Andy?
Yeah, that's a couple of weeks. A rally had in Texas about 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay.
He was Trump was wonderful last night. I thought he was absolutely exquisite. And I've never seen a State of the Union by any president that received so many bipartisan standing ovation and applause from both parties. And,
wow!
Yeah, and in the applause, the Iranian ambassador, Remulans. What do you call them? The Remulan.
I thought he was going to say Avon.
What do you call? Not Iranians, Ukrainians. Yeah, Ukrainian.
Oh, that's what you were going for.
we had a Ukrainian guest on the show, Max. Max
Feinberg.
Max the producer.
Max the producer, right. I remember that. Yeah.
Bless you.
But the Ukrainian ambassador was in the audience, and she received such an incredibly long ovation from the whole house that the place went berserk, so it was incredible. And, he spoke of there's so many things, and of course a lot of things he spoke of which would be just, you know, he never said build back better, you know, he didn't mention that at all, but some of the things that he talked about were in about improving the quality and infrastructure of life here, and you know, capping the cost of insulin. You know, like insulin costs $10 in Canada, and it's $45 here, you know, for the same damn thing. Onward and onward. But he talked about health care, child care relief. You know, child care, he mentioned child care shouldn't exceed 7% of your income, and it shouldn't. And there are those that are paying so much more than that, having to maintain several jobs so they can maintain their children's health and well-being and education. And we have a responsibility as a society to make that so many people don't have to suffer. And what he's talking about is, and what he guaranteed, and I believe this to be true as well, that nobody making under $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in taxes. But if you make more than $400,000, and there are companies, many, whose gross incomes exceed $45 billion, with a capital B, dollars a year, that pay zero taxes, don't pay any taxes. I pay more taxes than a company making $45 billion a year. Andy Kimball here pays more taxes than that, than they do. And it just isn't fair. It just isn't fair.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so he wants to level the playing. I mean, you'll still make a whole lot of money. You'll make more money than you know what to do with. But guess what? We're going to improve the quality of life and give people a leg up who really need it, who can be and have the potential to be contributors of society. That's what we're going to do.
And raise the minimum wages.
Yes, to $15 an hour. How can you make a How can you pay your bills and make – you shouldn't have to maintain three jobs because each one only pays $7 an hour, and you got to pay your rent and raise your kids and do things and live and pay your bills and, you know, your cell phone and all the – you know, at $7 an hour.
Imagine if you lived in New York.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I say suburban women, love me. Please love me.
He is – we talked about this on Monday's show. He's his kids were given a subpoena to testify in New York, and he's trying to file an appeal to block it, which won't happen just by
now. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it's unbelievable. We can go on a bit. But anyway, my point being here is that Biden last night was very, very, very good. Very, very good.
I'm in total admiration of the man, you know.
Yeah, I've had some technical issues in the computer department here in the studio, or else I'd have more, you know, that's why I haven't really prepared many news clips and downloads in the past few shows, because I'm like, oh man, I got some issues here that I'm trying to fix. But I was hoping to play some excerpts of the Biden address, which we'll try to get to on, what's today, Friday?
Wednesday, darling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're only halfway through the week.
Yeah, he's like, what's today, Friday? I was about to say, no, Saturday. But Andy, what you're talking about, his speech was magnificent, and he's a down-to-earth for the people that don't have shit. He's there for you because he know what it is not to have nothing.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? He's like a blue collar type guy.
Yeah, very, very down earth. And he had a speech impediment growing up. He was a stutterer, and he still has some. That doesn't go away ever completely. And every once in a while, when you hear him speak, he stutters words. He doesn't say. You know, he goes back and corrects himself. And there are people. Who make fun of it and say, oh, Sleepy Joe, you can't even talk, you know? And I'm like, come on. You have not, come on. And you like this? You like this Trump guy? Is that what you want? Is that what you want? He was your fearless leader?
We need to get Biden rapping to Eminem because did you hear about Ed Sheeran, you know, the UK musical artist, songwriter?
Yeah, I heard of him. Yeah.
I adore him. He's just the best. And he had a major stutter problem for most of his childhood. And the way he got over it and was able to speak normally. If you hear him in an interview now, you'd never think he ever experienced it.
Mm.
So what he did was he used to listen to a lot of Eminem, and he used to practice rapping, and that actually helped him get over his stuttering issue.
Well, I hate to tell
you guys, right? 330-330-330 or 303-330.
I used to have a stuttering problem also.
Really?
I had a learning disability. It was hard for me to learn.
Wow.
Huh. Me too. I didn't kiss my first girlfriend for 8 months till 8 months after we started dating.
That's a definitely learning disability. No, I had problems like studying and everything, studying school and all that stuff. I couldn't really like get with it. I couldn't, you know, digest it in my brain. But the problem is, it's kind of crazy because my parents put me in school and I used to study and study and I couldn't get it. But when I take the test, I never studied, but when I take the test, I pass. I don't get it. Mm. It's just like, it's kind of crazy, dude.
Wow. Mm. It's kind of like at that moment you managed to change through your thinking or how present you were with it.
Yes.
The effect it had on you, I guess. Right?
Yeah, because I almost fell the 10th grade. I think I told you, Amanda and Andy, and I was really failing. I had an F, and then they told me if you want to go to the next grade, you have to get straight A's for like 10 in a row.
No.
Can you believe I did it?
No. You did
I
do
did
it?
It.
I can't
straight
believe
A's,
you're
test,
awesome.
Straight test. Straight A's in a row, and I have a problem. Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem studying, but it's like once I can look at something and analyze it, that's how I get to know it, I guess.
Yeah, that's
weird.
Incredible that you did that, though. A fair play to you, darling.
Yeah. I never was quite that lucky, so I made it through life.
You got to pick up on talking.
You know, just
actually, that was my hero right there.
You
don't want to.
Well, I'll tell you.
Shut up and
take your confidence thing. Self-confidence thing when you've got issues like stuttering and stuff like that, and like how it kind of can affect you and how it carries you through life and how you feel like you can't change little things or do little things because of this lack of self-confidence is incredible. Like the fact that you're able to just kind of turn that off for that moment to do that is a
crazy
testament.
Yeah,
yeah.
I definitely had a problem, but now
it's
actually sounds like me when I'm on the show trying to talk sometimes. And Andy's like, what's she trying to say?
I'm sorry. I hope that it came back.
Amanda, check your internet connection. No, Andy, it's actually me.
No, that's how I used to sound, though. But now I'm back. I'm okay now. So, you know.
Oh,
you sure?
Days,
you're okay?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
No, I'm not okay.
He's full of shit.
Well, I missed you guys, man. I haven't been on the show since Trump was in office.
Oh, it feels like that, don't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we missed you too, darling. We really did.
Yeah. What's good there? Hey,
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Yeah, Amanda, your internet's good down there now? Down there in Monterey?
Oh, I'm absolutely stunned, actually, that the internet connection here is faster and more secure than it is.
Oh, great.
In the UK. Yeah.
Wait, how's your family doing back in the UK?
They are doing fantastic. Yeah, I spoke to I speak to my mother quite often, you know, do video calls with her, check in on her and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's doing good. They say they miss me, bless them, of course. They're loving to hearing all the little stories and things like that, and seeing all the pictures and things. Yeah, they're all doing great. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
And how is Bella doing? How's she doing?
Oh, she's doing fantastic. Also. Coping with it just about.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It must be great. It must be wonderful. It's got to be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, loving life and learning a lot and unlearning things too, because it's just like a whole other world. And I think that's the fun part of being in a different country, right?
It's
you know,
talent.
That's completely different. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love you for that. You got a lot of, I love, that's a great challenge, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Please.
I would love one.
Please.
Yeah.
Me too, Andy. With a shot of whiskey.
Oh, gentlemen, yeah. Gentlemen. Now we're talking. Yeah. Now we're talking.
Ooh.
Now we're
what
talking.
What beer would you have and what whiskey would you have to follow?
Oh, because a Corona beer and Gentleman's Jack. Dang.
Ooh, is that like the smoothest combination?
Yes, man. With a twist of lemon.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that. Makes me... Yeah.
That's what it does to me. Well, actually, that's what vodka does to me.
That could be a potential hazard.
Mm-hmm. It could be. Yeah. You know, so what else in the world, guys? I mean, we the Russia-Ukraine thing is everywhere you turn and look, and every TV news station and CNN and MSNBC and everybody else is, you know, talking about it. So, you know, we all know it's a trap. We all know that Putin is out of his fucking mind. And we haven't had a war in Europe since the Second World War. We haven't had an invasion of another country in Europe since Adolf Hitler. And no, actually, that's not true. Russia invaded Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I'm out of there.
Yeah, but it's always the Russians. You know, it's interesting. I was talking about this with somebody yesterday that growing up, it was like the Russians were perceived to be when the Soviet Union, the Soviet Union, was perceived to be the enemy, and we were both building nuclear arsenals, U.S. and us counting how many times each one of us could actually blow up the planet Earth, 57 times, how many times can you kill every single person on this planet? 100 times, 87 times, let's make 100, no, let's make it 200 times. Let's blow everybody up 200 times. And then, we had, Reagan come along, fast forward many years later with Mr. Gorbachev, take down this wall. And the reason why the Soviet Union couldn't make it, a lot of people try to say, well, Reagan, he may have, kind of flicked the dominoes a little bit. But the reason why, the true reason why it couldn't happen is because economically the strategy of a communist society with millions and millions and millions of people, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
And it was
on its way to demise and collapse. And Reagan just kind of pushed the button and said, and then the Soviet Union collapsed. And then you have Brezhnev. Wait a minute. Yeah, Brezhnev. he's a ballet dancer. I'm sorry. Brezhnev.
Gives a good performance.
Yeah, Brezhnev.
I'm like, who's that? That sounds like a bear.
Yeah.
It does, actually. Or cough medicine.
Brezhnev. Brezhnev. Remember the guy with the big purple birthmark
on his head?
Yeah. He came along. We were all... I thought for a while there, from that point forward, I thought we were, obviously not NATO-type partners with Russia, but I thought, then we combine our space programs and, they're taking our astronauts up, we're taking their astronauts up. Right now we've got Russian and American astronauts on the space station. It's a totally different world than political world. But I thought things were really on demand, and we were both, looking for the common good and looking to improve lives in both of our mutual societies, however we found it best to do so. But I thought we were all on the same page, and I really never gave it much attention. I thought Putin was a little nutty, whatever, but he does what he does, and he's minding his business, and things are happening there. And yeah. I never really paid it much attention. I really never really did until obviously much recently. And I just remember Saturday Night Live doing the skits with Putin and the shirt off and all that, and everything was ha 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 and ho ho, funny and cute. And now you're waiting to see who Putin is, which is a psychotic, crazed leader who has an incredible nuclear arsenal at his disposal.
Yeah.
And that is scary.
The guy has always made me nervous. Always. I don't know. You get a feeling about people, and you know, as much as Trump irritated me, you know, I always felt he was trouble, and he's proved to be trouble. And it's the same with Putin. I look at him, and I've always had that feeling, like that sensation in my tummy that says I don't trust him at all, and he just makes me edgy. And you know, I think this is proof to me now to trust my feeling, because it seems to be proven right time and time again with these people. And sometimes you just get this sense about people, and unfortunately, two of those people are very, very dangerous in different ways. You know, it's crazy. They've got a lot. No, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. I'm going to scrap that. I'm going to play it safe. No.
Carry on.
Keep calm and carry on, as the British say.
Oh, my. You know, a word. You know, folks, I want to mention a word about our good friends over at Zolio. And a lot of you probably never heard of what Zolio is or what it does, but Zolio is a little tiny device, fits in the palm of your hand, that enables connections on the internet wherever you are on the entire planet Earth, no matter if you have cell service or not. It's an incredible little device. Enables you to send and receive messages, connects via satellite, cellular and Wi-Fi. It's a dedicated SMS number, like you get your cell phone number, so you get text messages. Long-distance messaging, familiar texting experience, just like you get on your cell phone. And it fits in your palm. That's pretty incredible. And if anybody has ever had the experience of being on their cell phone, they travel around and service gets spotty, this remedies all that. It's seamless. So check out Zolio if you can, whenever you can. I think it's Zolio.com, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And it's a great product that I think everybody should at least investigate it, because we know that many people in the 23 countries that we go to often have spotty internet service, and this fixes it. It's seamless, and you'll never have spotty internet service ever. It's an incredible little device. And again, it fits in your palm.
Cool. Yeah.
And also, if you're in trouble somewhere, if you're hiking or somewhere or out in a boat or God knows where you could be, there's SOS alerting with 24/7 monitoring. So you can send an SOS alert no matter where you are. And even if it's cloudy, you still have internet service via satellites and so forth. Location sharing if you want people to know where you're at. It's amazing. And
that's incredible.
It really is. It really is. So yeah.
And is that available all over the world then?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Zolio.com. Check it out, folks. Check it out.
Oh, very good.
Anyway,
good.
Yeah, absolutely. And we welcome Zolio to our show here at the Andy and Amanda
Please.
Program. Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, I think that'd be very helpful.
Yes.
We need you.
Yes.
Oh,
no,
We need something. Did you know that the Queen had coronavirus?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
My corona. Did you say coronavirus or coronavirus?
Coronavirus, my darling.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was getting excited for
Yeah, oh, well.
They don't clap for you. They don't clap for you.
No.
Yeah. She's back at work.
Next time I come out with stuttering.
Positive.
I could have sworn I heard somebody stutter. Was that you playing a video, Andy?
Oh.
Get it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What did you say? You said about the Queen having a...
Oh, I had a question for the Queen. We had a call. We can relay the question, I think. I got to put them on mute for a second. Caller. Who are you? Mm-hmm. I need a question. I can't get a question to the Queen directly. We don't have that. We can't do it. But you had a question for the I'll put you on the show. Okay, I'll put you on the show for a minute, and then you just, you know, ask the question you want to ask the Queen. And then we'll do our best to get it to her. I don't know how successful we'll be, but we'll try it. But let me put you on here and push the right button, and you can ask your question to the Queen via the Andy DeMender Show. Caller, go ahead. You're on.
How old were you when you first lost your virginity?
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's going to have to be – oh, my gosh. I think I don't want to say anything. I'm definitely not going to say nothing about the Queen.
Well, yeah, I'm going to hold my tongue on that one too, considering I'm a British citizen. So.
No. Andy, you can answer that question.
Is there anything that you're interested in?
You know, back in the day in the UK, they would have like beheaded people and had them strung up outside the palaces and stuff like that for treason and all sorts. It's going against the monarchy and
Andy, answer it. you're the
Andy.
Producer of this show, Andy. You're the hot dog.
Come on, Andy.
I told you how old that was.
Ah, but you didn't tell us how old the Queen was.
Yeah, definitely. And I actually don't know her.
No. No, I don't.
Yeah, he's going to have those black pulling up in front of his
We should have that information. Why shouldn't we know that about the Queen? You know,
are these fucking people kidding me?
That's probably her thought, actually.
I don't know.
She's awesome. I was worried about her, though, you know, getting this coronavirus.
How old is she anyway?
She's like 95 years old.
She still looked the same.
I know, right?
But you know what she says? Know what her
you
secret
absolutely,
is?
If you play golf, if you play tennis or whatever you do, you have to make time for sex.
That's her secret.
Maybe that's her secret. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Fantastic.
I like that, Amanda. You say maybe. You covered your ass, right?
Yeah, played it safe.
No time for sex.
Yeah.
Here comes the vodka.
I'm going to keep my mind. I love her.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. You know, I admitted before on the show that I was never a big fan of the monarchy growing up because they were very different people back then. And then as I was getting older and, you know, Princess Diana had the kids and you really saw, like, the humanitarian work they were doing, especially from Princess Diana. And then their kids carried it on. And just since they took their place more so with what they were doing, and the general public adored them and watched them grow and grew with them. And now I think they've changed so much, and I think, you know, they do an awesome job now, and I've got a whole new respect for them. So I'm not ashamed to admit that.
Actually, they said the Queen is very down to earth.
Yes, yeah, very much so. They all are, apparently.
She helped a lot of people.
Yeah, they do a lot of normal things behind the scenes, you know, with parties and having fun and all within.
And quite frankly, it might have been a better pick than me, but she's first rate.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
You know what? I could, not to change the subject, I could go for a nice turkey cheese steak.
Ooh, what are you
doing? I got something to do. I got to go do boom, boom, boom.
I just looked at a turkey cheese steak on our Instagram. I'm like, yo. Ooh,
I want one. Now you're making me, wow.
That sounds great.
You know, how much they cost now?
I think it's $2.3 billion.
Wow.
Well, I haven't had one in years then.
It's got, like, goat leaf on it. Goodness.
Well, I guess I'm not getting a cheesesteak.
But, you know, you can do
And
it.
You do live very well.
You do. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about these foods that are covered in gold?
Food that's covered in gold?
Yeah, you know, you can actually buy expensive food that's got gold on it. You're actually eating gold.
I think
oh, my God.
Yes, it's a thing. You can get ice cream covered in gold. You can get pizza, you name it, steak, whatever. It's all got gold sprinkling on it. It's just incredible. But you pay out of your butt for it, and it just makes me think, why? Why would you want to pay all that money just to digest gold?
I don't understand it. I don't get these people, man.
It's more of a flashy thing.
I want to put ketchup on it.
Yeah.
And Andy, I could go for some chocolate chip mint ice cream. How about that?
Cornell, that's one of my faves.
That's my favorite. That's all I eat.
Let's do it. Let's go.
But you know what I do with that? This is what I do. I take some bananas and chop it in there.
I've never tried that.
Yes.
Ooh.
And put it in the microwave for like, I would say approximately 60 seconds and it'll melt in a marinade.
Ooh.
Oh, I love how accurate he is with this. This is awesome.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
I must try that.
Yes, definitely.
I'm thinking. Where do you get your cheesesteaks down there in
I goes to Pat
Steaks? Do you go to Pat Steaks in South Philly?
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
And Gino's?
Yeah, across the street.
Yes. You know what? I love their fries because they get the best cheese fries. Oh, God.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Pat Steaks is a Philly icon. We're getting some repeat, like echo. Somewhere.
Oh.
You ever hear that?
Been talking about who?
Anyway,
no.
Yeah, Pat Steaks is a Philly icon. It's a counter, long lines. I mean, people. It's very popular, so there's always people there. And you got to know that to order with or without, that means with cheese or without cheese. And it's WIT. Like it says instructions for ordering before you step up to the counter. Like you got to know order with or without. You want with or without. And it is amazing. Yeah. I mean, it's good. And they use Cheese Whiz. That's their normal cheese, Cheese Whiz for the cheesesteaks. And they use very good beef. And it's very good, very, very good.
I like the fries with the mozzarella cheese.
Yeah, with mozzarella. That's what I like, mozzarella or provolone.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if you go to a place like Jim Steaks on South Street, Jim Steaks?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think it's like third and south.
Yeah, you know what I think is the best that I've had? A couple of places. One's called Carver's at 18th and Walnut in Philadelphia. Carver's is incredibly good. I mean, really, really good. And the other is Mama's No Pizza. It used to be Mama's Pizzeria. It still says that on the door and on the windows and the signs. It's called Mama's Pizza, right? They don't have pizza anymore. They stopped doing pizza. All they make is steak sandwiches.
Oh.
So we call it Mama's No. It's on Belmont Avenue in Bala Cynwyd. Mama's No Pizza.
Yes. And get a Tahitian treat soda or Frank soda.
Ooh, what's in that? That sounds interesting.
But we've all seen Philly cheesesteaks around the world. You travel everywhere. Philly cheesesteaks, Philly this, Philly that. You haven't had a cheesesteak unless you've had one in Philadelphia because there's a huge difference.
Of course, yeah. It's like going to any country and experiencing their actual food compared to having it in your own country. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the meat.
And how they slice it, and on those grills, they chop it all up and toss it and all that.
Yes.
It's the Philadelphia love they put into it. I love it.
It really is.
Heavenly love.
I will say this. I was with Kevin Michaels. We all know Kevin, down home in Georgia, number one country hit for 3 weeks. I was with Kevin a while back, and we went to Glendale, California. And we both went into a Jersey Mike's, which is a franchise. It's a hoagie steak shop, whatever. And I had turkey.
Oh, they're in Delaware.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's. They're franchises, I guess. It started in New Jersey, but they are franchise. And I had a turkey steak, like a turkey steak sandwich, as opposed to beef steak. And I got to tell you, it was really good. It was really, really good.
Sitting here on the stage, lights in my eyes, sounds of the crowd's noise and cries, there I am, hey you. I play, gazing into your eyes, I feel you are there. I want you to know that I'm here. There you are. Hey, you.